Tomorrow, the 1st of February, we're celebrating World Read Aloud Day with Nali Bali, and you can join in the fun by helping Nali Bali to share this specially created story with 1 million children across South Africa. Let's listen.
Welcome to Nali Bali.
It's time for a story, a time where we can journey to many places and meet different faces.
The Final Minute by Zukiswa Vanner. I'm going to score 2 goals today, Dad, said Neo as he put on his soccer boots. And I'll help by adding 3 goals to that, Uncle, said Priya, who had just arrived at Neo's house with her little brother Raoul. Raoul was carrying his bright red vuvuzela. Neo's dad laughed. Well, I look forward to cheering 5 times, then.
And me, Uncle, can I also cheer?
Asked Raoul. Of course, my boy, said Neo's dad as he helped Mbali put on her shoes. Now, let's get going. They all got in the car. Neo sat in front and put on his seatbelt. He had sat there many times before. He was sure that if his dad would allow him, as soon as his legs were long enough, he'd be able to drive the car. It looked easy. Raoul and Priya sat at the back, on either side of Mbali. They tickled her until she giggled. Before everyone knew it, they were at the soccer field. They were just in time for Priya and Neo to join their teammates from the Maklawe Football Club for their warm-up. They were playing against the Diamond Football Club today.
Remember to make sure that you dull the shine on those diamonds so much that after the match they have to change their name to the Coal Football Club, said their coach.
Then it was time for the players to run onto the field. The referee blew his whistle and the match began. Things started slowly, but they soon picked up. There was a lot of noise as the families of the children in both teams cheered. The ball would be on Maklawe's side of the field for a bit. Then, just as it looked as if they were going to move it into the Diamonds' half, one of those players would steal the ball away. The match went on like this until halftime.
I'm bored! You promised you were going to score goals, Raoul told Neo and Priya when they came to the sideline. Mbali wants goals! Mbali wants goals! Repeated Mbali. Mbali is sleepy, she added, yawning.
Neo and Priya laughed and ran back to join their teammates. The whistle blew and the players ran onto the field for the second half. The match continued in the same way as things had gone in the first half until there was only 1 minute left. Neo had the ball. He looked around to see if there was anyone from the Diamonds team near him. No, he was alone. He ran forward, dribbling the ball. Suddenly, a Diamonds player appeared. Neo looked him straight in the eyes as he kicked the ball between the other player's legs. The spectators screamed with excitement. Another Diamonds player moved towards Neo to tackle him. Quickly, Neo passed the ball to Priya. Everyone held their breath as Priya took the ball and kicked it hard. Laduba! The Diamonds goalie had not even seen the ball coming. Priya had scored a goal! And not a second too soon. Just as she turned around to celebrate the goal, the referee blew the final whistle. Maklawe had won the game! Neo was so pleased that he ran towards Priya and lifted her up. Together, they ran to their teammates and coach at the side of the field, and they all dabbed. Then Priya and Neo rushed over to Neo's dad. Raoul was blowing his vuvuzela loudly. That was an ice cream deserving performance, Priya and Neo, said Neo's dad. Would our 2 heroes like that?
Yes, we like ice cream,
Mbali answered for them. They all laughed. Neo picked up Mbali and carried her as they went to buy ice cream. He might not have scored the 2 goals he had wanted, but he had helped his best friend score the winning goal. And Priya, she was really happy because that was her first ever goal for Maklawe. The sound of Raoul's vuvuzela was like sweet music being played just for her.
Soccer or football, whichever one you say, it's the goal that has been scored that wins at the end of the day. Get the ball past the goalie, and you may raise the cup. And if the goalie saves the ball, don't worry, don't give up.
Parents, grandparents, teachers, and caregivers, visit nalibali.org to download this story in any of the 11 official languages and make your pledge to read aloud to a child or to many children on World Read Aloud Day tomorrow.
And so we come to the end of Nali Bali, produced by Cassie Lowers and Vian Fenter. Did you know reading and telling stories to children at home can help them become better learners at school? Stories also show children how different characters deal with challenges in everyday life. If you would like more stories to read to children, or for your children to enjoy on their own, visit www.nalibali.mobi on your cell phone, where you will find stories in various languages for free. You'll also find tips for reading and sharing stories with children to grow their potential. Look out for the Nali Bali newspaper supplement with great stories and activities available in major newspapers. You can also find Nali Bali on Facebook. Story Power. Bring it home.